And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
On today's show, give me seven games of Jazz, Suns. That battle did not disappoint. The Timberwolves continue to disappoint, but Anthony Edwards' post-game quote made up for it. The Nets get Kevin Durant back and are setting an all-time NBA mark. And anytime a team goes off the backboard, you are going to see slash hear about it. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Thursday, April 8th. What's up, everybody? I gotta admit, my body clock is all out of whack. We're approaching mid-April here. This is when I get excited for the postseason. So when I saw Utah, Phoenix yesterday, the top two teams go at it in the West last night, I was prepared for the playoffs to be only a week away because it was exciting watching these two teams go at it. Give me seven games of that. Yeah, it's not the two LA teams everyone expects. No, not even the Nuggets that have finished third the last couple years. But Phoenix and Utah, how good are these Western Conference playoffs going to be? I got to slow my flow a little bit. It's like 5-6 weeks away. This game went into overtime. We had Chris Paul, the master, drinking his secret juice on the sideline. What's he drinking in there? He had 29 points. He played the entire fourth quarter. This old man is drinking the good stuff. He had 11 points in the fourth quarter, added four more in overtime, and he's leading a Suns defense that did a good job staying at home on the shooters. They didn't let Mike Conley or Bojan Bogdanovic go off, although you can't stop Donovan Mitchell. His superstar powers in the fourth quarter were on point. He had 13 in that quarter. Let's take a quick second to talk about DeAndre Ayton, because earlier in the season, he wasn't playing fourth quarter minutes. Dario Saric was playing those minutes. They were trying to teach him to go hard, go at it. He played every single fourth quarter minute in this one, and to me was the difference for the Suns. He had 7 offensive rebounds overall, 5 in the fourth quarter, absolutely scrapping for those boards, blocking shots, sprinting back on defense, matching Rudy Gobert overall, 18 and 12 for Ayton, 3 blocks, 2 steals, and 41 minutes played, the most important number for him. Talk earlier this season with Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton, you know, kind of being like Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan back in the day. Maybe they wouldn't get along, but kudos to him and to Monty Williams, who's probably the leader in the coach of the year race, for getting the most out of Ayton. He has been maximized. He's playing his butt off. And that's why it was such a great game going down to the wire when Mitchell tied it for the Utah Jazz with 10 seconds left. Booker couldn't win it at the end of regulation for the Suns, but Devin Booker took over in overtime. He led the Suns with 35. They get the victory. They are one of the two hottest teams in the NBA, along with the Denver Nuggets. Phoenix has won 7 in a row, and so has Denver after they dismantled the Spurs. Denver, still perfect since acquiring Aaron Gordon. I've talked about how consistent Michael Porter Jr. has been for Denver, only in year two, to help shoulder the load for Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who sat with a bum knee, but it's getting absurd. Michael Porter Jr., 18-10 Wednesday. Last 24 games, though, 19-9 on 58% shooting, 51% from three, thanks to StatMuse for that. What? Those numbers are ridiculous. Some young guys who aren't doing it, who aren't getting it, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves defense was an absolute joke versus Indiana on Wednesday. The Pacers shot 59%. They didn't have Domantas Sabonis, Malcolm Brogdon, Miles Turner, or TJ Warren in the lineup. Basically, their entire starting lineup. But it was all worth it for rookie Anthony Edwards' quote after the game about it being on the players. He said, quote, "Coach can't come on the floor. He can't do shit but tell us what to do. Shit, he just saying words. We got to go out there and do the shit. Defense is effort. Shit, he just saying words." Does it get any better than that? This rookie is quotatious. Incredible stuff from Anthony Edwards. This is going to be a good 15, 16-year career following that guy around. That is phenomenal stuff. The Wolves were coming off a win, and they haven't won 2 in a row since the first 2 games of the season. That was Christmas. so a loss was expected. Speaking of holidays, holiday brothers Aaron and Justin had 22 and 21 respectively for Indiana. Anthony Edwards, 9 straight to start the fourth quarter, though. He's a pleasure to watch on the offensive end when he gets it going. He's got that swagger, that fourth quarter swagger. He had 17 points in the fourth quarter. That combination, that chemistry of him, D'Angelo Russell, and Karl-Anthony Towns, will it come along? Will they be able to push each other? Because right now it's just about, hey, we'll turn it on when we want. Well, that's not how it works. The Boston Celtics, they're in a similar boat. They can't turn it on when they want right now. They hosted the New York Knicks. They squeaked out a win. Marcus Smart had 12 fourth quarter points. That was big. This Boston team still hasn't found the recipe for success, but to me it includes Tristan Thompson. He returned after nearly a month to chip in with 3 blocks off the bench. And when you have a foul-happy Robert Williams as the starter, T-top or double T or whatever those championship Cavs teams called him will be needed. I know everyone might not be a Tristan Thompson fan. They think he may talk too much for a role player, or they might be a little oblivious to Tristan Thompson. They think he might take a few too many shots after carving out some space with that booty, but he's got the confidence in him that a team needs in a locker room. I'm a Tristan Thompson fan. Yeah, I'm Canadian, and so is he. A team that is not lacking confidence, the Brooklyn Nets. They took on the Pelicans, and Kevin Durant returned after missing 2-plus months with a hamstring injury. They have many stars. They didn't miss a beat without KD, but they also play together. They do not play iso ball. Some iso ball at the end of games, but the reason they didn't miss KD is because they get the most out of everyone. Steve Nash must be proud. His team playing in his image a little bit. They're toward the top of the league in assists. They had 79 first half points versus the Pelicans. What? They scored over 130 plus points for the 10th time this season. The first team to hit that mark. They'll have the best offensive rating in NBA history when all is said and done this season. That's where they are right now. The best mark in NBA history. We'll see if an offensive team can win a championship. What you also may have noticed in that clip, if you were paying attention here on YouTube, was some very soft defense by the Pelicans. Watch Stan Van Gundy on another play here. I like to think he's yelling at Jeff Green shooting in the corner, but he's actually just yelling at his own defender to get out there. Get out there! My God, Stan Van Gundy is going to injure himself on the sideline yelling at his team because his defense is soft. Durant finished with 17 points on a 5-for-5 shooting night. Memphis, Atlanta, similarly, the Hawks were outplayed by the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies were going off the backboard to each other. Excuse me. They were run off the floor in Atlanta. They're allowed to have a bad game. Look, check the bench there. Incredible reaction. Grayson Allen had 30 points in this one. Grayson Allen for the Grizzlies. Him and Trae Young got a little thing going on. They do not like each other. The Rockets did the same to the Mavericks, who had won 5 in a row. They're allowed an off game. The Rockets are the second worst team in the NBA. I don't care. Give Steven Silas some Coach of the Year votes. John Wall had 31 points. Washington, Orlando, the Wizards beat the Magic. Good to see Bradley Beal and Cole Anthony out there again. Beal returned to the lineup after missing 5 games. He had 26. Beal revealed he was dealing with nerve issues as a result of his hip injury. And Charlotte beat OKC. They had 7 guys in double figures. That's how you win without Gordon Hayward and LaMelo Ball. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Thursday. I'll be back on Friday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll see you then.